Dallas police officer killed, two wounded in shootout with suspect. By Bob Price on August 30, 2024. A Dallas police officer is dead after being found shot in his marked patrol vehicle in the Oak Cliff neighborhood Thursday night. Two responding officers were also shot, one in critical condition. Dallas Police Department officials report they received a call about an officer in distress around 10 p.m. Thursday. Other officers responded to the Oak Cliff area and found an officer in his marked patrol unit who had been shot, according to Fox 4 Dallas. "Our department is hurting. This night has turned into tragedy for at Dallas PD. It has been officially confirmed that a DPD officer was killed in a shooting in Oak Cliff, two other officers were wounded." At MBCDFW at Laura Harrison BC5. Full story, pic.twitter.com/4hbzbdbbkz. Alana Quillen, at Alana BC5, August 30, 2024. The responding officers engaged in gunfire with the suspected gunman. Two officers sustained gunshot wounds at the scene. Officials report all three officers were taken to a hospital. One officer is confirmed to have died from his wounds. A second is listed in critical condition, the Fox 4 report continued. The third officer is expected to survive his wounds. No words. At Dallas PD pic.twitter.com/ovlorkchp2d4. Eddie Garcia, at Chief Garcia, August 30, 2024. A home security video obtained by NBCDFW captured the sound of around a dozen gunshots at 10:12 p.m. Other neighbors reported hearing a flurry of gunfire. Police have not released the identities of the three officers who were shot Thursday night. A source in the Dallas Police Department told FA ABC8 that the deceased officer is a rookie to recently completed training. A female officer underwent surgery this morning and is listed in critical. The article states the third officer was shot in the leg and is expected to survive. The suspect led officers on a lengthy high-speed pursuit following the exchange of gunfire. The pursuit came to a conclusion in the suburb of Louisville, located north of Dallas. Breaking: Dallas police officer killed, two more hospitalized in Thursday night shooting. Suspect was shot and killed in Louisville after a chase. The suspect weapon is seen in the second image. Click at the article below for updates. pic.twitter.com/8x3ema6p. Giovanni, at Giovanna Fatog, August 30, 2024. The preliminary investigation is showing that when that suspect exited the vehicle, he had a long gun, Dallas PD Director of Communications Kristen Lohman told reporters during a press conference Friday morning. Dallas police officers then shot at the suspect, fired at that suspect, and he died at the scene. They reported that a gun and a long gun were recovered at the Louisville location on the Stemmons Freeway. Police say a motive for the shooting has not yet been determined. A police honor guard gathered outside the hospital to pay respects to the slain officer. Watch live, police are lining up at Methodist Hospital where a procession is expected to take place for a Dallas police officer who was shot and killed. pic.twitter.com/lutz0jdn2. Fox 4 News, at Fox 4, August 30, 2024. Shortly before sunrise, Dallas police led a procession carrying the slain officer from Methodist Hospital to the medical examiner's office. Procession happening outside Methodist Hospital honoring the Dallas police officer killed in the line of duty. EPS News Texas pic.twitter.com/imp1nmqv5y. Lauren Crawford, at Lauren A. Crawford, August 30, 2024. Our department is hurting. We have officers who are injured, who are in the hospital, and we lost one of our own, Lohman stated. We ask tonight, and this morning, for the thoughts and prayers of our city for not only those who are recovering in the hospital, but for the fallen, for their family, and their loved ones, and for us as a department as well. Texas Rangers arrived in Louisville to investigate the officer-involved shooting death of the as-yet-unidentified suspected cop killer. According to the Officer Down memorial page, the Dallas police officer is the 36th law enforcement officer to be shot and killed so far this year. At least 94 law enforcement officers lost their lives in the line of duty this year. 1 week ago, Investigator Taylor Bristow of the Carroll County Sheriff's Office in Georgia was also shot and killed. A total of 6 officers died from gunfire in August, the report states. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He also serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products. Editor's note, this is a developing story. Additional information may be added as it becomes available. Check back for updates.